to the Scratchcast for a year-end episode. I'm Jonathan Schneider with the Tetris Zork, and joining with me, as always, is Black Attack Force.
What's up?
Don East.
Hi.
Dragon Peace.
Hey, I'm sick, so I may be out sometimes.
And also, Ryan Mead.
Hello there.
Today, as we're recording this, this is December 26th, so let's end around...
Happy Boxing Day!
Yes, happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day, Mark!
isn't today also Kwanzaa?
I don't give a damn about Kwanzaa.
Happy birthday, Carol Spinney.
And besides continuing celebrating holidays, it's also the end of the year where everyone reflects upon the year that came before, even though it's still like a few more days left. So we might as well join in the festivities of celebrating the end of the year. Perspective on the year that was.
This is going to be a long one, folks.
We'll try to keep it short, because it's topics we've already did cover. And
but no one who's calling the shots will be here until Labor Day.
Okay.
Starting it all off, we're going to talk about Nickelodeon's two big animation debuts. First up was The Legend of Korra, debuted in the first half of the year. It's the sequel series to Avatar, The Last Airbender. And even though it shed the name of that successful franchise, it still did very well for the channel.
What do you mean, even though? Of course it did well. It's Avatar.
Well, the thing is, it so shed it its namesake.
I've got to admit, though, it had a really larger fan base than Avatar did. Like, there was a lot more fan reaction as the show went on.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fan base was built up. I mean, Avatar had three books, to build up the hype. Legend of Korra always has that luck.
As far as shedding the namesake goes, I think it pretty much kind of had to. If you call it Avatar, you get into legal problems with Fox and James Cameron. If you call it Last Airbender, you bring back horrible Shyamalan memories.
Yes.
Not mention, there is no Last Airbender. There's a family of them in this.
Again, it's probably because I'm thinking from a casual standpoint, but who cares? It was great. I missed the Aquabats because it aired at the same time.
Same here. Aquabats got hosed.
At least it's still getting a second season, so not all is lost.
Awesome! I wonder how they're going to explain the animated end. The fact that it's now cycling where it ended in the season one finale is actually the first of the animated short segments.
Maybe they're going to have them be stuck in a cycle of being events, and the episode evolves on them how they get out.
Oh, yeah.
Or they could just straight up ignore it.
True.
Talking about the show.
Back on topic.
Quick thoughts on Korra.
I think it was really damn good. It really pushed the envelope possibly even more than Avatar did. I see great characters, great animation, really strong story. The only complaints for fucking Mako, I do not like him. The character, not the actor. Mako was a badass voice actor. The shame the character they named in honor of him was kind of a shithead.
Fine, I forgot. Mako was the Stern Serious guy for comic relief.
Serious guy.
Oh.
Also, I like the ending. The ending was great until like the last like minute.
Yeah, it was really rushed. I didn't like that.
That's the thing, though. It was meant to be the series finale. If they knew that they were going to get picked up for a full series, it would have ended with Korra losing a bending in the next couple books. Would be about her regaining it, being, you know, just continue on. Because at least in that context, it's appreciative.
And luckily, season two will continue on and extrapolate more on that development, which...
Can I interject here real quick? So, you know how Young Justice had that time skip for its second season?
Yeah.
Well, Korra's doing the same thing. It's skipping ahead to, like, 4 or 5 years. Korra's training on the Avatar stage is now done, so... Yeah, we're just going to be watching the journeys of a fully-fledged Avatar now.
Damn.
Are we going to see Zuko this season?
That I do not know. We probably will.
Well, I hope it's kind of in the Young Justice kind of time skip where, as the series goes on, we get hints in of what happened instead of the going, up, time skip, don't have to explain why these characters are doing the same thing you now.
Dude, I hated that.
These two characters are married? Why? Time skip! Bruce, he was a dick now. Why? Time skip. Ain't got to explain shit.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let's talk about the Nickelodeon cartoon that debuted in September, their CG Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, which is executive produced by Ciro Neely. I forgot. I hope I pronounced that name right.
Hopefully you did, because I don't know how to pronounce it. If you're curious about what CEO Neely has done in the past, he's done quite a bit, actually. He's done Teen Titans, he's...
Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force Go. He was involved in Avengers EMH, and,
He was involved in Transformers Animated.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it sums it up on the writing duties part.
Okay, since this is the first time I think you're all talking about this Turtles
Well, attack. You guys, I'm supposed to do a podcast with Sketch when we discussed quite a few, and then on Halloween we kind of got sidetracked. Yeah, more advice, people, don't start up a podcast with a friend. It doesn't end up well.
Oh my.
I went there.
Okay, so yeah, my thoughts on the new TNT show. Honestly, I wasn't really expecting that much, but it was surprisingly fun, surprisingly engrossing. I keep coming back every week to watch a new episode.
It was surprisingly good. It's like the CG. Remember when we had earlier reactions towards Green Lantern, the animated series, or how it's stylized? Did you think it would work CG?
Yeah, that seems to be a trend here. We see the early builds of the characters in CGI, and like, oh my god, this is gonna suck. Now you see them in motion, and I'm like, hey, this isn't half bad.
It also actually feels more 2D in a sense, because they also tend to go into that 2D mode.
Yeah.
Especially around, like, the facial expressions, and when, like, the eyes, like, change from, like, the CG to, like, you know, like, these penciled-out eyes.
Well, not really surprised by that, considering, you know, the people who work on the show.
Well, it's amazing how well done it is, and not, you know, off-putting. And the voices actually do deliver somewhat. Not somewhat, it did deliver. You know, they fit their personalities.
Yeah.
I think this has my favorite version of Leonardo, and he's my favorite turtle. For one, I like how he's the famous of the Star Trek parody.
Oh yeah, that Star Trek parody is like spot on with the animation style of the old 60s Star Trek cartoon.
70s.
Oh, 70s.
I like the fact that he's still trying to be a leader, as opposed to the previous versions where he's already established as the leader. I like that.
Honestly, I don't like the fact that it's kind of a month or a week show.
At the moment, yeah, it is like that.
If you really don't like Weird Mutants popping up on TMNT, I think you're watching the wrong show, because
that happened, like, most of the time on
the 80s cartoon.
I mean, I was just expecting, you know, never mind.
No, what were you expecting? I'm curious.
Silence.
That's going to be half this podcast. Awkward silence for like 5 seconds. And then that's pointed out to be ironic. Oh, yes. It was so clever. We pointed out the silence. Laugh. Laugh at our jokes.
Something. But, okay. What is some of our favorite episodes? Or if we have any?
The first episode with Shredder, like when we fought the Turtles, was really well handled. I think this Shredder is a badass.
Shredder was owning the Turtles throughout that entire episode.
I mean, mind you, the Turtles got a few shots in, but he was able to over-dominate regardless. Like I was saying, this Shredder seems like a badass mofo. He seems like he can really lay out a lot of damage, and like I said, I just want a picture of him punching the Ultron Shredder right in the torso. I can see blood sticking out of his fist, saying, him saying, "You talk too much." Like, he just has the Ultron Shredder talk about, "I am the one true Shredder. You shall perish in my fight. You shall know what I..." Oh! "You talk too much." And you see, like, the 87 Shredder's like, I think I hear Krang calling.
It also helps that this Shredder is voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson.
Who knows how to do evil voices and just sadistic, i.e. the principal on American Dad.
Any more thoughts?
Doesn't seem like it, so let's move on to another channel that's playing around with action animation, Cartoon Network.
So we're going to talk DC Nation first?
Yeah.
We just got to address DC Nation real quick.
In the beginning, we all like DC Nation. We still do.
I always have a problem with its 1-hour format. I think that was what it wasn't undoing this year. It's just 1 hour long, so in just one show. It has no new episodes to air, things get out of pack, and blah, 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 blah. And check, like, what we got happens. Hiatuses, no new episodes all summer, etc., etc.
And to the current situation where it was pulled, literally pulled, like, even in summer, it's still repeated.
Yeah.
Which would be, it would be better if they just pulled it in the middle of the summer when no one's really watching. It's all in reruns. But now we had to fucking pull it at the start of October. Two seasons in, both ending on cliffhangers. Hal seemingly getting killed. Mount Justice being destroyed. Perfect place to put a fucking hiatus from all fucking that How to Train Your Dragon cartoon.
Cartoon Network's 20th birthday is one of the reasons, which it still doesn't make sense.
I don't think that was even a good reason.
Both with no reason, and they're also re-airing Young Justice on Boomerang.
Oh yeah.
Don't you need to say how much that frustrates me?
Who has Boomerang besides Don and myself, because we have DirecTV?
I have Boomerang.
I have Boomerang, and...
Why does it frustrate you, then?
I don't actually watch it, but I have it.
Oh, Young Justice on Boomerang frustrates me, because why the hell do you put a cartoon that's currently running?
Oh, well, that context, and I kind of gave up when they started rerunning. Oh, what was that fucking show?
Ben 10?
No,
Pokemon,
that's...
Diamond and Pearl?
Yep, Boomerang has lost its direction.
They should just better off rebranding it as CN2 and move on with their lives.
Yeah, at this point.
Oh, boy.
I also could get some advertisers. No advertisers.
They've already started doing CN advertisements, though.
Yeah, but
no, that's
like,
because
it's like Disney Channel, but Disney Channel does sneak in, like, Kellogg's is a proud sponsor of Disney Channel.
And at least they still show their credits, which is awesome in the case of Gravity Falls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on from the bad parts of Disney Nation onto the good parts, aka the shows and the shirts.
Young Justice Invasion, I was a bit iffy on the time skip, but I understand why they did it. It's because they can incorporate concepts and characters that will kind of be out of place in the fourth season of Young Justice, which took a lot of inspiration from the Silver and Bronze Age, while Invasion takes a lot of stuff from the 90s and 2000s, like Tim Drake Robin, the blonde Wonder Girl, Blue Beetle, fucking Impulse. That made me nod up when Impulse showed up.
And sadly, this might be the end, because...
Yeah, Greg Wiseman, I think he's cost. I think he made a deal with the devil that he can be one of the greatest writers in his field. Problem is, if he ever gets a TV show off the ground, around season 2, forces will screw him over. Let's see here. It happened with Gargoyles, Spectacular Spider-Man. It seems like it's happening now. Yeah. Which is a shame if we're going to lose Young Justice for fucking Teen Titans Go! Let it die, man! Fucking let it die!
I'm still hoping to see
the
season 2,
why
though,
saying,
fix it up.
The reason why this is possible is because DC is ending the Young Justice comic everywhere.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yes.
That does not really sound good for this TV series
at
all.
Compared that to, let's say, Brave and the Bold comics surviving a few several months after the show ended. Heck, even Marvel's continuing the Avengers Earth Mightiest Hero tying comic, even though the show ended.
I want to fucking lose Young Justice for Teen Titans Go. I mean, that seems like the only equivalent here. We have one teen superhero team that this awesome, edgy, going in the strength heroes do in the name of good. Have incorporating all these characters, then we have fucking annoying ass shit, dumbed down carbon copies of a long dead TV show that I didn't even like in the first place, and that one I really want to look forward to is fucking a continuation that doesn't even follow up on its own fucking cliffhanger.
Well, I heard that tower's gonna appear in the
oh,
shows.
That's gonna be a fucking comedy story, like some misunderstanding of some fucking shit. Then again, I've made my position clear that Teen Titans, in my opinion, is one of the worst superhero cartoons ever made.
And I think I made my opinion clear once that I find Teen Titans was the thing that really got me into superheroes, so... Yeah. Opinions.
Then moving on to the CG Green Lantern cartoon, we discussed this earlier. Really good show.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I saw the I think my favorite episode now is one that was supposed to air, but thankfully got leaked on iTunes.
Steam Lanterns.
The most brilliant idea ever. I want to make a figure of that character in the mold of a DC Universe Classics figure. I hope Sinestro is going to show up soon.
Yay!
That was all Dan's deal. That's why DC Nation's pool. Dan hates her.
Oh no, it's because it's because Stephanie Brown appeared in that Young Justice episode that was meant to air.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He was in it. Mae Whitman voicing her.
Watch, the new Young Justice episode won't even have Stephanie in it.
Yeah, I'll probably cut out somehow.
Like Barbara Gordon, there'll be two Barbara Gordons running around. Just watch.
Nami,
first of all, Samurai 7 is stupid. It's a stupid-ass show.
Okay, good background. We just...
Tenshi TXT are fucking cancer to the block.
I thought this was supposed to be happy.
Welcome to real life.
Dead Man Wonderland was kick-ass. Cast and Sins took a while to...
But Toonami lost out to them because they apparently only paid for the one run.
Semi-Arc Titan and Tunnel Cats are getting second chances with their airings on Tsunami.
They're not kicked up, you fucking know it. They're gonna be dead. Promote Sun Cats, it's a toy commercial. You can't promote a kid's toy on an adult block. And Symbiotic Titan is gone. Tadakoski is gone. That's silly now. He's gonna do the Popeye movie. That all those fucking stupid and all the Fluttershy jokes, Rack.
You know, Thundercats did get some really huge ratings last week. I mean, a couple weeks ago.
No! Well, like Black Dynamite.
Yeah, Black Dynamite got second season.
Oh, good, good.
Late 2013.
Well,
he's still getting a second season.
What is all the Boondocks getting?
Well, it's supposed to have a season 4. I think it was mentioned in the upfront, and John Witherspoon talked about doing a season 4.
Okay, so...
Whoa. I actually made you cry?
Oh, not really.
Oh.
Okay, but in all seriousness, what topic should we tackle next? There's nothing much I can say about Adventure Time and Regular Show. They are both good shows that have continued success.
I think the show kind of jumped the shark, in my opinion, when it started emphasizing more on the romance life of a noseless 13-year-old boy than weird adventures, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's still a lot of adventures. They kind of jump between that and the romance and the post-apocalyptic stuff. And
I think eventually I just can't do drama.
I think you do it okay.
Regular Show, I will attest, is being awesome. It seems like it connect. It's a show where the main characters are a human-sized blue jay and a raccoon, yet they manage to pull off character pieces quite well.
Yeah.
So I have to really think that Thomas is just pointless.
I'm pretty sure he's just going to be the mag of this show now.
Not even that. It's not like he's not even that. I think they just created a character just to give Roger Craig Smith a regular character, and they just didn't realize that they don't know what to do with him. Like, okay, we made this character. In fact, if that's the case, it reminds me of the Muppet known as Lip. He was added in the fifth season of the Muppet Show through the Electric Mayhem and as the trumpet player, I believe, Mead?
Yes.
And the reason they added him is just not because of any creative things besides give Steve Whitmire a position in the band. Like a character he can be with in the band, and I think he only spoke like two lines in existence and just kind of got phased out during the 90s. He probably began the 2011 Muppet movie, though.
Okay, so while talking about Muppets, you might as well move on from Cartoon Network to Disney. So while Cartoon Network had their DC Nation thing going on with all its highs and lows, Disney was kind of consistent with Marvel Universe.
In
that they'll air the episodes out each week, not that the shows are, well, bustling in quality.
I don't know. I would not say Marvel Universe was a accomplishment in terms of quality. I mean, Avengers vs. Mightiest Heroes was awesome for the most part, but the second season kind of was all that meddling, like, we couldn't complete the storyline that they were setting up with Sorta from the Saw Mythos, even though I have to admit having another big bad threat from Saw's neck of the woods is kind of played out considering Loki the season before.
And of course, we all know how most of the internet feels about Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. Tetris Dog blew up and we all bashed on it that one time. I think the problem with Marvel Universe's shows and the digital content's a bit lacking. The only speech I like is Marvel Mashup, only because some of the dub jokes are pretty funny and get some of the voice actors from Superhero Squad show back, namely the voice of the Hulk and the voice of Doctor Doom.
Okay, what can I say about Marvel Universe? I know what's that much of the Avengers show, but what I have watched is pretty good. Ultimate Spider-Man, it's okay. That's all I can say about it. It's okay. I enjoyed the first few episodes, but once I realized that they weren't really going that much of anywhere, I kind of stopped watching. So, yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Gravity Falls!
Yeah.
The show had... pretty much is to 2012 as My Little Pony was to 2011 in Adventure Time to 2010.
Yeah.
As in the show that aired on a kid's cable network, it just got caught the internet attention and everyone loves it.
Yes.
Mabel is my favorite character still. She is everything that Pinkie Pie should be.
Yeah, Gravity Falls is just a really great, funny show. Each episode has never ceases to make me laugh. It's just... I just love it, and I can't wait for new episodes to start airing again.
Yeah, that whole episode hiatus, what the hey, bro.